You're listening to Comedy Central.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah's live election night coverage. Democalypse 2018. Let's try this again, America. Ears edition.
When I say we're live, I mean we are live. Anything can go wrong. Anything can happen. I can say anything. They can't edit it out. Live! Try censor that. And I don't know about you, but I was hella nervous today. Spent the whole day updating social media, waiting to hear the results. But now the votes are in, and it's official. Idris Elba is Magazine. People Magazine's sexiest man alive. I was so worried he would lose the vote. there was another vote that had me worried today. Yeah, the midterms. The day when voters were officially gonna decide, is America racist or is it openly racist? And I know right now some people are like, oh, if America's so racist, Trevor, why don't you go back to South Africa? Because it's also racist. That's why I like it here. It reminds me of home. So it was touch and go for a while today. The blue wave was looking more like a smurf that was peeing. And what was worse is that the results just wouldn't come in. Right? The whole day, like for the last few hours, it's just been too close to call, too early to call. It's like we texted America, you up? And then all we could see is that little typing bubble. And it's like, yo, just tell me, America, do you want to smash or not? But after a night sponsored by Pepto-Bismol, it's official. The Democrats have taken the House. Wow, you guys are almost as excited as Rachel Maddow. She, when she heard the news, she just exploded into a pile of I voted stickers. So, before we get to the results, please welcome my co-host for the evening, Roy Wood Jr., everybody! Jr. to the House.
Yeah.
Roy, uh-huh. I only have one question for you. Did you vote?
Oh, yeah, man. About 5-6 times, man. I did that. Multiple stops.
I don't think that's how that's supposed to work, but I appreciate your enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna be checking in with Roy, but we do have votes that are still coming in, but there are some things that we do know for certain, right? This has been a night of firsts. In Colorado, Jared Polis has made history as the first openly gay man to be elected governor. Yeah, the first openly gay man. How is it taking that long? That's amazing. Openly gay man. And you know what that means, Colorado? All of you are now gay. I don't make the rules, so congratulations. Also, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have become the first female Muslims elected to Congress. And also for the first time, the first two Native American women. Yeah. So congratulations to Sharice Davids in Kansas and Deb Haaland in New Mexico. That's right, the first Native American woman elected to Congress. That is really excited. Like, you just like see what's happening. And no, we're not talking about you, Elizabeth Warren. Shoo!
Hold on.
Shoo!
Hold on.
So many firsts.
Help me understand this again. Now, you got two first Muslim women.
Right.
And two first Native American women.
Right.
There can only be one first. Only one person can be first. You can't have two firsts at the same time. You can't have a double first.
Yeah, okay, so what are you saying? Someone's gonna have to decide who's
the
first?
Yeah, you have to have a second. Like, somebody gotta be Buzz Aldrin. They can't both be Neil Armstrong. You can't have two Neil Armstrongs. Like, they didn't, like, when Neil Armstrong jumped out onto the moon.
He was the first man on the moon.
Yeah, he was first, and then Buzz Aldrin was second. It wasn't like they was gonna jump together at the same time. Was that what they was gonna do? Was they getting ready to jump at the same time?
You know what would be funny is if we found out that was the plan, and then Neil was like, oh, your shoe's untied. And then he checked, and he was like, one small step for man. I didn't think of that. Well, they're both first. It doesn't matter. Moving on to Texas, it is being reported that Ted Cruz has officially defeated Beto O'Rourke. Look, Beyonce did endorse Beto, so in a way, I guess he won. Yeah, if life gives you Beyoncé's, you make lemonade. And look, guys, we can make fun of Ted Cruz, but this guy has been re-elected now, so we have to start showing him some respect. So tonight, no jokes about Ted Cruz, just congratulations. Well done, Senator Ted Cruz. Congratulations. Now, you may be surprised that Ted Cruz won a popularity contest, but we sent Desi Leidig to Texas earlier today, and you know what? You could actually tell that the vote wasn't gonna be as one-sided as you'd think.
I mean, people are saying that the media is biased for Beto O'Rourke, but that's ridiculous, right?
Totally ridiculous.
Totally. So what do you love about him most?
Oh, I love everything about him.
Amen. What do you find most dreamy about him?
I don't think he's dreamy, I guess. I feel like he's just a normal guy.
Yes. I love normal men.
I love the way he speaks to everyone. The fact that we need to put party aside and work together if we ever want to come together.
Yes. Yes! Is it always this hot in Texas?
Yes, it is.
Who'd you vote for today?
I voted for Ted Cruz.
You like Ted Cruz?
I do like Ted Cruz.
Sorry, I think you misheard me. I said Ted Cruz.
Yes, I heard you.
So who did you vote for today?
Ted Cruz.
He's the kind of guy you can just sit down and spit out a beer with.
I suppose, if I don't drink beer, but yeah.
I think the media is biased.
Totally agree. There's no room to be biased.
You're wearing a Beto shirt.
Hey, eyes up here.
Desi Leidig, everybody. Thank you so much, Desi. So, tonight is a big night. We have most of the results that matter. And for more on tonight's election results, let's turn back to my man at the desk, Roy Wood Jr., everybody. Give it up for him one more time. It looks like the Democrats have retaken the House. So now the question is, what does this mean for America's future?
The future, Trevor? The future's already started. Now that the Democrats have the House, America has descended into a socialist chaos just like Trump said it would. It's like Venezuela outside, but worse, it's Venezuela with white people. All the socialism, but none of the rhythm.
Look, man, I don't know if I would trust what Trump said. Like, he said a lot of things. For instance, he said Republicans would keep the House. Mm-hmm. So this has got to be a tough loss for him.
Tough loss? Are you kidding me? This is a great night for Donald Trump. Trump right now sitting back celebrating with a big, juicy cheeseburger and two scoops of ice cream twice. That's a four-scoop, four-bread, four-patty, special sauce kind of night. Trevor, the cheeseburger a la mode is reserved for special occasions.
No, dude, like, why would Trump be celebrating? The Republicans lost the House. It'll be harder to achieve his agenda. He'll be facing a lot more investigations. How is this a good night?
Because when all of his policies go wrong, he has someone to blame. Stock market dropping? Blame the Democrats. Farmers hurt by trade tariffs? Thanks, Nancy Pelosi. Even the little stuff he could blame on the Democrats. Oh, your couch getting repossessed and Pornhub is down? That's on you, Maxine Waters. See? Now Trump has a scapegoat. And everybody loves a scapegoat. Like, I went to the House, I love to blame everything on my dog. Track mud in the house? It was the dog. If I let a fart slip out, I'd make sure it's near the dog. Trevor, one time I got in a car accident and I just scooted over, put my dog behind the wheel. I got off scot-free.
Well, why, that doesn't make sense. Dogs can't drive.
Well, neither can mine for 2 years. Suspended license.
So wait, you think Donald Trump was the real winner tonight?
Hell no, I'm just messing around. Democrats spanked that ass like they were Stormy Daniels and he was Donald Trump. Look.
Robert Jr., everybody! So the Democrats rode a wave of enthusiasm to retake the House, but as we said earlier, the wave was less cowabunga and more hi. And one of the reasons the race was so tight was a surprising lack of enthusiasm in some of the most important voting districts. So earlier, we sent Michael Costa to find out more.
Thanks, Trevor. I'm here in California's 48th district, which is a critical House race. But like me, there's a shit ton of people here who won't be voting, and we all have our reasons.
Why aren't you voting today?
I don't have the time.
Right. It takes time. It's not like there's a polling place right behind you that you could vote right now. Did you vote today or do you plan on voting today?
Nope.
Why?
I'm just kind of too lazy. I got a lot of things procrastinating about and that one doesn't even make the list.
So you have a list of things that later you will put off.
Yeah.
I'm not voting.
Tell me why.
I'm just not interested, I would say.
Have you voted in previous elections?
No, I have not. I'm not registered.
Is there an example of something you have voted in the past?
American Idol.
You voted for American Idol. Are you planning on voting this election?
I am not. A lot of politicians don't surf. They're not out there. Mm-hmm. They don't have the same connection that surfers have with the ocean and our environment, which just discourages me from even participating.
If politicians surfed, would that change things?
It may. Special things happen with the ocean. There's a lot of magical things that the ocean has to offer, mm-hmm. even more than you know.
Are you on drugs right now, Maddie?
No, I don't do drugs. The ocean is my drug.
Are you happy with the current political environment that we have?
I don't know enough to answer that.
You don't know enough to answer
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
It's not, yeah. you don't feel like it's affecting you in your life?
I just feel like enough people don't care, but like, I feel like more people should care.
And by more people, you mean you.
Yeah, I guess so.
So there you have it, Trevor. Despite living in a swing district, the people in California's 48th have a very clear message. And that message is, eh.
Michael Costa, everyone. Thank you so much, Michael. Stay tuned. The Daily Show is live, and we will be back right after this with more election night coverage, everybody!
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to The Daily Show's live election night coverage. There are still results coming in from all over the country. News from New York, where we are. Andrew Cuomo was elected to his third term as governor of New York. Yes, unfortunately, he cannot make it to the Victory Party because the subway is stuck. But let's move into more results that are going to keep coming in from around the country. We're going to go into some analysis right now on how it all went down. So please, let's go to Ronnie Chang in our super high-tech election center. Ronnie, what are you watching tonight?
What am I watching? I'm watching the other networks suck, Trevor. That's what I'm watching. Every channel is the same thing. Some dude zooming in on his high-tech electoral map, breaking down the vote with deep analysis of congressional districts. In California's 49th, it was expected to go blue. Blah, 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 blah. Boring. That's not deep. I'll go so deep, I'm gonna end up back in Malaysia. County by county analysis? That's pathetic. Neighborhoods block by block? I mean, if that's as deep as you can go, good for you. Try to feel good about yourself. But I'm going all the way in, Trevor, focusing on one guy, Kyle, in Vista, California, on Hillside Drive. Yeah, I'm saying this whole midterm election comes down to Kyle. So let's go to the hidden cameras I broke in and installed last week. Okay, right off the bat, he's in a bubble bath. So I'm gonna go on a limb here and say he's your typical sensitive snowflake liberal. But let's get some more intel from Kyle's medicine cabinet. Looks like a lot of Gas X and Lotrimin. So obviously, Kyle's a huge loser. But we still don't know how he voted. And I didn't want to do this, but yo, Kyle, yo! Yo, who'd you vote for, you gassy, fungus-infested loser?
Okay. Ronnie, we're good. Ronnie Chang, everybody. We're good. No. Thank you. Thank you for that analysis. That was very, very deep and very unethical. Now, there is a lot to unpack from these races, right? But unfortunately, we only have until 11:30 before Comedy Central cuts us off for a rerun of Futurama. So, to get some political analysis and to get it all in, we turn now to our own election experts, Jabuki Young-White and Dulce Sloan, everybody! Joining us, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm gonna have to ask you to both give your election analysis at the same time. So to start, what do you both think about the state of the race tonight?
Thanks, Trevor. Let's talk about the House's chances of flipping.
Arizona, Missouri, Florida, three states that are up for grabs.
And also one for Hillary in 2016.
Coincidentally, my friend
Democrats have been focused on killing those seats in particular.
Actually, crazy story. D-Train's auntie Trisha claims she once gave a handjob to Guy Fieri in Florida.
Wow. That actually kind of worked. So let me ask you this then. Do you think tonight could be considered as the Democrats' quote-unquote blue wave?
Good question.
It's all about those 23 vulnerable seats. Generally speaking, the more Americans
are more vulnerable than a woman
election,
after she watched a double
the results are for
of the
Marty
Notebook and
the
Marley
minority.
And Me. Take my word for it. Do not watch Marley and Me drunk as hell on an airplane.
That is really interesting. I didn't know that turnout was so correlated to minority party success. Now, the last question I have for you is, would you say that Trump's rallies were an asset to the candidates that he supported?
Yes.
No, but it's hard to measure that.
Unleashed shorter
it's
than
like
Kevin
trying to
Hart,
predict the success
who
of a
I thought
movie
was underrated
like
in
Jumanji.
Look at me.
I'm talking about Jumanji on election night.
Thank you so much, guys. Dulce Sloan, Jabuki Young-White, I think we can agree. We're all more informed than we were 5 minutes ago. Stay tuned. More election night coverage coming up when The Daily Show returns. We'll be right back.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome back to The Daily Show's live election night coverage. So we have a few more results here. It is official in the Senate race of Utah. Mitt Romney has won the race and will be Utah's new senator. And you know what, kids? If you wanted a story to inspire you, this is it, all right? Because look at Mitt Romney. The guy was a governor, ran for president, lost, and he could have disappeared off into the woods. But no, he didn't. He fought, right? And he came back, and now he's a senator. You understand that this guy had nothing when he started out. All he had was a dad who was governor and $500 million. And look at him today. I also like how he failed at president, and now he's just like combining all the other jobs to try and get president. He's like, okay, running the Olympics and senator and governor. That's president, right? That's president? No, it's not, Mitt, but congratulations to you. We're joined by our special guest tonight, Jamil Smith, everybody. Please welcome him.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
This is one of the craziest nights in America when all the results are flying in. Everybody's trying to predict everything. Do you think, judging by what we've seen so far, that this was a good night for America, or is it too soon to call?
Well, it was definitely America, that's for sure. We saw in Florida, unfortunately, it looks like Andrew Gillum has conceded that governor's race to Ron DeSantis. And that is, something I think, frankly, we've seen a discomfort with black leadership. Even though we've had 8 years of a black president, there are a lot of folks that are still not ready for black folks to run things.
But is it fair to say that, though? Because, I mean, like, that was 49 to 50. I think that's, 50,000 votes that separated them?
Well, and it's funny because...
Eight million?
And Amendment 4 passed in Florida tonight, which gives the right, the voting rights back to 1.6 million people who have, been formerly incarcerated.
Right.
So, suffice to say, that could have made the difference.
It really is an interesting, race to watch. All the midterms are, because a lot of people said that this was an interesting midterm because it wasn't about the candidates.
Right.
People said this is about Trump or not Trump. Do you think that's what it was, and do you think that was decided tonight?
I think that certainly the House victory for the Democrats repudiates Trump in a big way. That, about 9% of the, the margin for the popular vote, which means that, that's almost, that's a lot of people in this country who've said no to Trump, independents, abandon Trump.
Right.
So it is a repudiation of Trump in that respect. But then you see the governor's races in, Georgia. Right now it's still pending. Kemp is leading. And in Florida and in some other states, you see Hawley winning over McCaskill in Missouri.
Right.
So I think that what you've seen is that you've seen a repudiation of Trump, but you've seen that Trumpism works.
Oh, Trumpism works, but not Trump. Now, let's go back to the Stacey Abrams race.
Yeah.
You said it's too close to call right now, and it looks like Kemp is winning. It's a very strange race for me because, the person who's meant to be monitoring the race is running in the race.
Right.
And you also have a situation where it feels like people don't have a trust in the voting system right now in Georgia. The stories that we were coming up online, people are saying, how is this happening? And then most importantly, for many, the polls.
Mm-hmm.
The polls had Stacey Abrams winning, and it doesn't seem like that's happening. When does the news stop reporting the polls to people? When does that just go out of the window?
Honestly, a lot of us in the news don't pay attention to the polls because, look at what happened in 2016. You had people overestimating, the support for Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Granted, she won by more than 3 million votes nationwide, but national polls didn't really matter. It mattered about what happened in those states. And you see the same kind of thing playing out tonight. And I think what we need to understand is that there are other dynamics at play here. There's something called the Bradley effect, where a lot of people say they're going to vote, say, for a black candidate. And then they get inside that polling place, they get into that ballot, and they're like, I don't know if I can pull the lever for the black guy.
Right.
And so, fortunately, I think that, we've seen a lot of that in this election. And I don't know if that's the only reason why Abrams is down and Gillum lost, but I think that it certainly contributes to it. I think a lot of folks don't, you know, understand how race and racism play in this country.
I know it's too soon to say for certain, but the Democrats have the House. Does this mean that America is starting to veer toward a different course? Does this mean that the Democrats can begin a fight back? Does this let Republicans reassess what their message is with Trump?
I think it means that this is the beginning of the fight, frankly. I mean, you have its Democratic House can now subpoena pretty much anyone they want. They can start the investigations. They can basically do what Congress is supposed to do, which is to put a check on the president. And while he's still going to have the Senate to appoint his judges and whatnot, his legislative agenda is essentially dead. And so, well, don't cheer yet. Don't cheer yet, because that gives him a lot of time to do other things, okay? Like start more wars.
Wow.
So
I'm taking on an emotional roller coaster
right
there.
The thing is that there are no clear answers from this election. I think we're really going to have to see not only how the president reacts, but also how strongly Democrats go forward now that they have people, even the people that lost, you know, Beto, Gillum, and possibly Abrams, real stars in their party that have shown a pathway forward for them to not just, you know, run against Trump, but to confront racism. And we're going to see if the Democrats follow their lead, right, even though they lost.
It's going to be exciting to watch. Thank you so much for being on the
show.
Great seeing you again. Jamil Smith.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.